In season with Sake.
Right, if you just tuned in, it is 11:21 right here on 107.5. Love today's topic. I've been alluding to this particular conversation, the importance of separation for rest. But before we can talk about it, I mean, as early as creation, the principle of rest has been applied, right? And if we look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." The scripture suggests that sanctification on the seventh day was a direct result of God's rest. Now, today's topic, as I mentioned, is aptly called or titled "The Importance of Separation to Rest." Of course, I'm not alone in studio. She's wearing a sunny yellow topiki. I love that.
Topiki. Thank you, Lord, for topiki.
It is, of course, my beautiful queen sister, Lizel Sneyman, who is leading the conversation today. For those who don't know, she is the author of a beautiful, powerful book titled Beautifully Flawed, founder and master coach, a practitioner of Kintsukuroi Consulting, and publisher of Kintsukuroi Book House. It is the titles for me. She's also a mother, she's a wife, she's a friend.
And a child of the Most High God. I'd like to believe like I'm his favorite daughter. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
I'm like,
we need to. Yeah. Otherwise, we will not be able to make it through our day. Sure. So that is the best title.
Come on. How are you?
I'm lovely. It's so good seeing you. It's been like a whole month and a bit minute, hey? But I mean, for me, it's just so lovely to see that when I see you, the connection is still there. And it speaks about how connection, if it comes from God, just like transcends time and space.
Sure, it is true. I love that. Now, it is a gloomy day today and you decided to wear yellow. Why? Is there a specific reason?
Because we bring the light. We are the light of God. And so I thought, let me just bring my joy in a color.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to manifest what God has done in our lives.
True. I love that. Right? Because of time, I want us to jump right into it. It is titled "The Importance of Separation to Rest." Lizel, how would you define rest? And more specifically, it as a state, or rather, a state of rest in Christ, right?
Sure. I think rest is a very common thing. It's a common state that we all know of. It is a period of inactivity and relaxation, a state where you surrender, where you surrender. So if I have to connect it to surrender or state of rest in Christ, it means that it rest in Christ is a state where we surrender everything that we were trying to do on our own into Christ, into his presence, into what he has already done. So I think you started off our conversation saying that after, on the seventh day, God rest. And for me, I don't know whether you've thought about it, but God is still resting because the work was done. Everything that we have now and that we need to get still has been done after that 7 days. It happens because God already thought about it. He spoke it into being before we even existed. So he's still resting, and he invites us to rest or to move into his rest every single day. It is not, it's not hidden from us. He does it all the time. But I think the inconvenient truth is that it is in our human nature to resist surrendering.
True.
We want to be in control of things. If we don't know how this thing is going to pan out, if we don't have evidence that we're going to get what we prayed for, then we want to do more so that it can manifest and we see that it is actually happening. But you know, when we operate in our strength, in the things that is actually not meant for us to fight in, then we lose energy. We become depleted. We are flung into a disarray of, you know, long-term emotions over temporary situations. I need to say it again. The scripture says, you know, our light affliction, which is just for a but, just for a moment, will reveal into us a permanent glory. You know, so we cannot make permanent decisions in a temporary situation. So when we do not step into that rest which is God, then we kind of lose our energy. Mm-hmm. And to kind of give readers context into what this type of rest that I'm referring to, I like bringing it back to my own, you know, testimony. Mm-hmm. I struggled to find rest when I was diagnosed with cancer. Because prior to me being diagnosed with cancer, I lived this very busy life where I was regional manager, I was single mother. I was just like doing the things in God's strength, but I was doing it. And then when I got sick and my days were no longer my own to plan, I fought against that, wanting to run at the same pace which I ran before. But what I didn't understand then is that sometimes rest is needed when something is completed, because my healing was completed before it even manifested, right? Mm. And I needed to rest in that healing that was still needing to manifest in for the world to see. And because I didn't initially rest in the healing that he promised me, the initial stages of my diagnosis was very chaotic. But when I started resting in him, it was a peace that came over me.
Sure.
Because it just functioned better. And then I want to make it real today. I'm also married now to a wonderful husband.
Yeah.
And you know what? We also fight sometimes. And I'm always right. Mm. And he's always wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
And when he does not want to admit that he's wrong or he's done something wrong, I want to take it into my own strength. And then I treat him a certain way. Now imagine your husband coming home to an atmosphere because your face already says you now. Climb and you move off this whole thing. Why is he not?
Sure.
So then I create something that moves me out of God's rest. Because I'm self-reliant on my strength. I need to now convince him to move out of his state of being right into my state of being right. Just as an example. So when we do that, we disconnect from God. We disconnect from his will. And rest in God is actually God. Is rest, like God is love.
Yeah.
Because we can only rest in him, not in a place. It is when we come into his presence. But it's necessary for us to do that because rest gives us a connection with God and into his will and his plans for our lives for the next stage of where he's taking us.
Sure.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that. Listen, we want to include you in this particular chat, you know. Let us know, you know, to share your particular experiences with the rest. If you, as Ulizel mentioned earlier on, if you are trying to run away from it, even if you needed to rest, talk us through how that was for you. And also, when you eventually rested, how God influenced that into your lifestyle. Let us know on a WhatsApp line on 061-798-1075. Now, Liesl, why is then separation an important condition for us?
Sure. I think I need to say this as simple as I received it. Mm-hmm. It was a topic that we obviously did not plan for. But I realized in the space where we did not see one another that our moments are consumed by events and people and our parts. Every day we meet with people and it's moments that happen. So, and it can be work, it can be home, it can be family members, it can be friends, social media, it can be electronic devices. And if any of those events or people or things that I just mentioned causes a disruption, or the toxicity is high within those spaces, it leads to our mood changes. You can move from a positive mood into a negative just by what you see on social media. And now your mind also kind of to drift. It can cause you to lose focus and concentration on what God wants you to see. Because you focus on a negativity or a negative post and you actually go take time to read through it. Orsismos by a curious man. It's a nature that we all have. So then we become lost in that. It can also cause us low self-esteem. If social media is a problem and you are in the business world and you see a friend, a colleague, a collaboration partner doing well, there's competition that can happen if you haven't dealt with the spirit of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Just making examples, it can also increase your stress levels. You know, if you see a person that you were in a relationship with now living happily, your stress levels goes through the roof. And it stirs negative thoughts. So when any of those negative emotions then happens, then, and you choose to remain in it, meaning you go back, it's an intent decision to go either to social media or to have conversations or to gossip or to slander.
Yeah.
It then distracts you from resting in Him, because rest in Christ requires a surrender of your self-reliance.
Sure.
It requires a surrender of your disobedience. It requires a surrender of your doubt. Why did God have a wrath towards the Israelites? Because they did not rest in Him. He promised him rest. Mm. They saw His hand all through the wilderness for 40 years, but then they wanted to go back to Egypt. What have we seen with our eyes? What have we experienced with what God has done? And now in the thing that is different, it is something that we've never experienced. Mm-hmm. We cannot find rest because it looks so different to what we've experienced before.
Sure.
But it's still rest in God. So whatever then consumes your attention without edification, my sister queen, frustrates you into your thing. It frustrates your thinking into strife because it leads to erratical emotional impact. You know, your emotions are just, you have no control over it because you are so self-reliant. It's you. God is nowhere in that equation. It also leads to spiritual exhaustion. Now I need to kind of dig deeper into this.
Yeah.
Spiritual exhaustion is different to tiredness. When you're tired because you're busy, then it means you need to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But you are spiritual, you become spiritually exhausted when you fight fights that weren't meant for you.
Come on.
We might be quite created. God created us beautifully. You know, He created us with everything that we needed. But there's certain fights that only He can fight, because He knows who He is fighting against.
Mm.
We go by what we see in the natural realm. So that spiritual exhaustion is what actually causes burnout and fatigue.
Sure.
Not because you're busy.
Mm.
Not because you have a lot of tasks. God has given us capacity to run our businesses, whether it's multiple businesses, and be a mother, and be a wife, and be a minister, and do all of those things. But if you fight spiritual battles that were not yours, that is what leads to burnout and fatigue. And I can speak to that.
Sure.
When I got so caught up in an event that burnout and fatigue, and because I was trying to prove a point, it led to my burnout. Mm-hmm. So when we choose to remain in a negative consequence, and I say when we choose to remain is how we respond to it, then it also leads to negative spiritual consequences, and it leads to disobedience.
Mm.
And that displeases God. Disobedience that displeases God. And then, and I need to say regarding that disobedience that displeases God, Philippians 4 verse 8 tells us what we should be focusing on. It says, finally, brethren. Let me read it properly. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue in it, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now, what are all those things? It speaks about truth, honor, justice, purity. That is God. It is not a thing. It is not a place that we go to. It is God's rest. God gives us the things that we need to give focus to or attention to, that we need to feed when we experience these emotions. And again, I'm not saying that we should not feel the effects of hurt, of disappointment, of slander. We feel it. We need to experience. We have to, because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
But when the things have settled, our spiritual wisdom and understanding should lead us to that point of all things virtuous and all things praiseworthy.
Sure.
Even if it means letting the other person feel he is right, Johnny Sneyman, so that there can be peace in the house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sure. My goodness. Sure. Listen, we really, really want you to share, you know, your experiences with rest. Are you one to rest? If you feel that you need to rest, you set the timer out, or do you just want to cramp your time and your energy with more
what
things?
What do you do, yes.
Exactly. And also, let us know as to how that panned out for you. You know, some of the lessons that you learned of resting or even not resting, right? So let us know on a WhatsApp line on 061-798-1075. Now, coming from you talking us through, you know, the importance of separation, you know, that being a condition for rest, it begs me to ask the question, what are the tips to get into a state of rest?
So firstly, I think we spoke about it now, is the fact that we need to separate ourselves from the noise. It is because if you separate yourself from something that is not good for you, you also need to know that you do not need to inform the parties or the group or whatever you're separating from that you are separating from them, that you're taking time out. Because if you communicate things that people are not ready for, it just leads to a different type of dysfunction that you're possibly having to deal with. And actually, God just wants you to be silent. This is your time of stepping away. Stepping away means I am cutting myself out and from the impact that it may have on me, and I do not need to share my intentions because God told me to cut. Okay? It wasn't a conference call. They always say, God spoke to you. Just stop whatever it is that God wants you to be separated from and make time for Him then. Then that immediately will give you time to immerse yourself in God's Word. Why do you think TikTok is called TikTok? A pastor said it so eloquently. TikTok.
Time.
TikTok. Your finger moves without you even thinking, because content is great, you want to see, but the more you spend time on TikTok, the less time you have to spend time in God's Word, the less time you have to naturally move into His rest.
Sure.
So you need to immerse yourself into God's Word so that He can then become the thing, the source, not the thing. He's the source that edifies us so that we can find strength in His rest with whatever situation we are facing. Okay?
Yeah.
We also need to establish healthy boundaries. You need to know what is the boundary lines between work and your personal life. And, you know, you need to limit your consumption of social media. You know, even, I'm going to be slut for this, I know, but even church, if you are a mom, if you are a family man, you need to ensure that your family is taken care of, that it's not every day in a church house, because we need to have church with our families at home. Okay, but that's a different lesson and a different topic altogether. But we need to have healthy boundaries, and we need to let go of control. When God forces us into a space of rest, my sister Queen, then we need to allow Him to manifest His finished work into our lives. And the finished work might not come through immediately. If I look at my life, all my finished works required a process. And in the process of waiting, God dealt with my character in how I responded in the waiting. And response in the waiting did not mean that I was not in God's rest. It was how I felt, even though the things were hectic that was going on in our lives. But I made an intentional decision to focus on God's word and His promises and not what I was seeing in the natural. So we don't become immune to it. It's just how we respond to things in life. And then I think the last part is that for me personally, Sister Queen, I think the one great reward that I have experienced that came from separation is the thing that those things that reduces our my purpose move gave me the freedom then to spend time in God's word. Mm. I need to say it right. The things that used to reduce my purpose moves. I need to say purpose moves, because when we move in Christ, everything that we doing in his will is towards the living out of our purpose. Mm. And if the activity of your behavior is reducing your purpose moves because you are so spiritually fatigued, then you need to see it for what it is. Because we all see it in the moment, but then self-reliance is like, no, I want to prove my point. Sure. I want to make a case. And then immediately you're stepping out of God's rest. And God is saying today, I am still offering my rest to you. We just need to move into it.
Sure. Very, very important discussion for this morning. Someone is saying, learn to sense God's timing. I think going back to that TikTok thing that you mentioned, Chantal says, good morning. Wow, thank you so much for this reminder, Liesl. So true. Thank you for being obedient. I mean, as I mentioned off that this is a topic, a chat that I needed, you know.
Even
if
me.
God could to give me a pakre, you know, a hiding with regards to resting, he would. I would feel the lashes because, oh my goodness, you know, you, as you mentioned, man, you want to prove a point that you can. That you can, mm. you know, and it's like, I don't want you to prove a point. I know you can because I've called you to do it.
Correct.
But when there's time to rest.
Correct.
Take it.
Now, sure. That is actually so powerful. Just coming to that, I think when you want to prove your point, your spirit actually feels that this is not gelling with what God wants from you.
Exactly.
But because you are operating in the spirit of self-reliance, you push through beyond that point of discomfort that you're feeling. And as God's child, that is the time that you need to know, okay, Lord, I know. Okay, I'm going to step back now.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Askis, I'm going to do what you want me to do.
Mm.
Even if it means that you sacrifice your truth. Because you know that you can and you have capacity and you know you were right. And there are so many different reasons that we can give now. But that is so, so profound what you're saying now.
Mm. And before, you know, getting to, you know, some other tips that you can share before I let you go, or rather the power that flows from resting, something that just dropped in my spirit now is that when, as you mentioned, Nguti, you know, when we're forced to move further, when we are called to rest and we don't, we get spiritually fatigued, right?
Yeah.
And I think when you are at that point in time, in that moment, for whatever assignment, you know, that assignment that which you're called to do now becomes a chore.
Exactly.
Because you want to prove yourself and you're supposed to rest.
That's it. And when something feels like a chore, there's no fulfillment, which means that you don't get edified.
Exactly.
And that is what then leads to the spiritual fatigue, because you're running on your own strength.
Sure.
And so we see the signs, but we choose not to take heed because of self-reliance.
Yeah, sure. My goodness. Esmeralda is saying, hi, Second Diesel. Once again, this queen is just doing it.
It's the Lord. But Second, thank you, Queen.
She says, I hope this is on Facebook. Tell you what, I'll make a plan for it to be a podcast on our app, right? She also says, I think peace is so important, the main ingredient, because if you are, like they say in Afrikaans, ek is, help me as a bit.
Ek is seelsmoeg. Yeah, that means she's tired in a soul. Mm. That's the spiritual fatigue that I just spoke about. Yeah,
she says, then you feel like a hamster in a cage.
Oh, my sister queen.
Sure. Queen Liz, talk us through the power that flows from rest or resting.
Oh, I think it's important to know that rest only comes after a test day. We know that rest comes after a test.
Mm-hmm.
It is necessary for us to rest. And so in the rest, God then restores, he uplifts, he teaches, and he reveals things to us. Initially, it will be uncomfortable because it's on our human nature, but I still don't have money. I still don't have a place to stay. I'm still waiting for a response. So that's human nature. But the beauty of pushing through beyond leaning on own understanding is where God then reveals, uplifts, and teaches, and you know, restores. So I think I want to say it the way God gave it to me when I prepared. I think the power of a test and then the separation that moves you into your rest positions you to be slingshot into a next. Because like you said previously, we have capacity. God is, we're literally growing into the capacity that God has build us with. Mm-hmm. We all build into a certain mold. Yeah. So we have capacity, but there are certain things that we need to be prepared for. And in order to be prepared, you need to be separated from the things that takes from you while God gives you. Mm. You just need to know what the things are that you need to separate yourself from. Mm. It can be different things to different people. If it is a friendship that speaks about others, separate, because that's toxicity. If it's social media that takes your mind to wondering, oh, you know, what did the person do now? Because everybody's talking about it. Separate yourself from it. You know, if you yourself, if it's social media, or is it, you know, content on your screens that you're not supposed to watch, that stirs the flesh, separate yourself from it. And then use that time to spend before God, even if you don't have anything to say. Mm. But be obedient to His presence and to hear from Him. You must seek Him, hear from your soul that is so tired. Mm. And God gives you in the place of your tiredness, where you are, so that you can be shot out of it into a rest, because there's an opposite that you need to experience.
Yeah, sure.
You don't have to wait until it's beautiful and perfect before you step into His rest. That you actually pray to Him in that state of tiredness. Because He's God. You can step right into our the state that we are in, whatever state it is. Mm. We just need to push through and be intentional and wanting to connect with Him.
Sure, I love that. Thank you so much. Amazing messages, of course, coming through on the WhatsApp line. There's an Afrikaans one. It's Tuesday. My Afrikaans is at home.
Okay, must I read it for you?
Please.
Morning, ladies. Ek is sielsmoeg, want ek bly in die middel van my kinders met hulle stiefpa. Lady G. So she's saying that she's stuck between the relationship of her children with their stepfather. Mm. And as a mother, that is such a painful place to be, because you love your husband.
Yeah.
And then the children also. How do you choose? And for me, I want to bring it back, if I may, because I come from the blendedness. I am in that. I've learned that in the moment, I need to be a wife, and I need to be mother. And then the thing itself needs to be sorted out. God teaches us in the moment what to say and to not take sides. As painful as it is, God can restore and connect with other women who's experienced restoration in those type of situations.
Sure, thank you so much, Queen Sister, for this message. I needed it, as I mentioned off air. I will go and meditate on it again and again, and I promise we'll have this on our app as a podcast for those who are only tuning in right now. It's 11:49. I have to say goodbye. Thank you so much for coming through. As always, you are amazing. You're fantastic. And
thank
the Lord for you every single
Amen.
Time you're here.
Thank you, Sister Queen. We'll see you on the 21st, I think.
There we go.
Yeah.
Heard it.